the prophets speak, and we want to hear what God has on his heart to share with you tonight about the subject of healing and the soul. You know, there are explosive outpourings of the Spirit worldwide in the area of healings, resurrections, power displays of the Spirit of God. We are living in an enormous time when the Spirit of God is being poured out upon all flesh, upon Christians, upon the unsaved. People are coming to Jesus because of the healing of the body, the healing of their soul. And as my special guest tonight for the Prophet Speak, we have Joan Hunter from Joan Hunter Ministries, who is an amazing minister of the gospel. You minister healing every day. You're just all over the planet, really. In fact, maybe you've already gone to the moon or Mars. But yeah. You really have done a lot of traveling in the Sasquatch. But thank you so much for coming. And of course, Katie Sousa, who is also just displaying wonderful works of the Spirit of God in the area of healing ministries, in the prisons, both of them going into the dark places of the world and just sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. So we're so excited to have you here. So Katie, why don't you share with us some of the things that you've been seeing happening in the world as you are out and about ministering healing?
Yeah, you know, healing's happening everywhere now. It's like wherever you go. I mean, I was in a tiny little meeting in Bozeman, Montana, just a few hundred people, and a man got literally carried in there because he lost his right lung to cancer. And as soon as I'm teaching about the soul, which is our subject tonight, he gets healed, his lung grows back, he runs up on stage and bellows like a bull. I said, "How do you know you're healed?" He went, "Ah!" and started bellowing like a bull. And then he ran off the stage and ran around and around the sanctuary. I saw him an hour later in the coffee shop. He's going, "Hey, Katie, you still got me my new lung." I saw him. He emails me 3 months later with all caps, "Hey, Katie, I still got me my new lung." You know, it's just
beautiful, happening
everywhere.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it's so awesome. And I mean, anywhere. It's not just limited to a big meeting,
right?
You know, with superstar people. I mean, everybody's healing now on the streets, on the street corners, yeah, and the highways and the byways. And we're doing, you know, we do a lot of prison ministry. And God is making revival happen inside the walls. Every time we go into the prisons, miracles happen. And they pop like popcorn, and they're so easy, and the inmates are just amazed. In fact, we have some footage that we brought to have everybody see what's going on inside the prison. If we could look at that now, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, let's have a look at that.
What happened?
I was born with cerebral palsy. At 15, I had my right hip replaced, and I've not been able to jump around or anything real well. Girl, my neighbor thought I was crazy last night when I came out of the store and walked out that door, and I was jumping up and down, and it didn't hurt, y'all. I woke up this morning with no pain, been living with pain for 14 years, y'all, because of this. 14 years, and I ain't got no pain.
So you had the pain? Ah! Of pain in the hip, is it the right or the left?
It was my right one, but it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. I said left, but if you got the right, you take it, girl, and then you took it and it happened. So that pain is gone in the hip.
Gone. It is gone. I'm wearing white tennis shoes with no lift on them, y'all. I have been walking around on this unit for the last 3 years with an inch and a quarter lift because my hip was hurting so bad. I put my white tennis shoes on this morning, and I have no problems doing nothing.
So Jacqueline, you're telling me that the pain in your hip was so bad that the only way to even slightly relieve it was an inch and a half lift, and right now you don't have the lift in your shoe and you're having no pain.
No pain, no pain at all.
Come on, Jesus is awesome! Jesus.
Katie, I love it. I love what God is doing in the prison.
Yeah.
I love just seeing the demonstration of the Spirit, right?
Yes.
You know, right there, touching people's lives all over. It's beautiful.
You know, that was like one of dozens and dozens of miracles that happened that night. And, you know, I'm teaching about the soul, which is what we're talking about tonight. And people are, like, getting healed, popcorn, popping miracles, notable miracles. There were so many notable miracles that there was a woman that came up to testify. And when she came up, she goes, I want to ask your forgiveness. I'm sorry. And I said, what happened? Why are you sorry? She goes, because when you came up here and talked about that soul stuff last night and miracles and all that, I didn't believe a word you said, girl. And she goes, but now I see all my friends getting healed and I believe. And so she was in the front row. She went back down and more people came up and got healed.
Beautiful.
All her friends. And she just bawled and bawled and bawled.
Wow.
It was totally amazing.
Wow.
I mean, God is just showing up so awesome.
It's a demonstration of the love of God, too.
When
you get healed, it's God's love.
You know, and to these people who think they don't deserve it. They don't deserve it at all, but yet God's touching them.
Beautiful.
I mean, even with the men, you know, when we go in with the men, there's these big tough guys, you know, and they think they got it all together and they don't want to hear that they maybe did anything wrong. But God is touching them so much and they're receiving the teaching about the soul being healed and about miracles happening. And it's happening like crazy. It's just awesome. And these guys are getting it. One guy had an injury when he was in the army. And he couldn't raise his arm at all, just a little bit without extreme pain. He'd been in pain for like 10 years, and bam, he gets healed, right? They had to drag him to that meeting. He didn't even want to come. God touches him anyway, gives him a miracle after being in pain for 10 years. He's so on fire, he goes into a faith-based program after that. And then he has a miracle. God throws
come
down
on.
The rest of his sentence, and he gets out like 10 years early.
Come on,
and now
come
he's on the street
Woo!
Just doing awesome.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I want to show you this. This is a really, I just picked one more miracle to show, but this guy got it about the soul, and he got a creative miracle. So let's roll that tape in and take a look at it right now.
Your testimonies encourage other people that something actually really happened just now, amen? Even if you didn't feel it, it happened, okay? Tell everybody your name.
Billy Wayne. I love the Lord, and last night I was listening to this sister, and I just thought, I said, could this be real? Because I had hepatitis C, and I went through the treatment, and I declared my healing a long time ago. But it's been tight right down here, and still painful. And last night, I was just thinking, I said, is what the sister's saying real? And I felt like a boom down there last night, and I didn't say nothing. And then when I got arrested, it ain't there no more. It's clean down here. But what I'm saying, I got arrested. I got my larynx choked with a nightstick, and I could never breathe out of this nostril since then because it ripped down in here. I can breathe out of that nostril now. I see it. Jesus.
Hey, stay right here. Wait. That's so wonderful. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so you had this pain. Was that in connection to the Hep C?
Yes.
They told you that?
My liver swells up, and it's just like it's tight down there, and it's like you...
Oh, so that's from your liver swelling up, and that's why you have the pain there. Now, did you say that the pain is left?
There's no pain. The tightening last night when you was talking...
Can we have, oh, I'm sorry.
Last night when you was talking, I was just thinking, you know, about the resurrection power of the Lord, because the Lord's wanting to take us into a new dimension.
Yes. Oh, did you hear that? You're a man after my own heart.
And I just thought about the pleading of blood and all that. By his stripes, we are healed. And I talk about the resurrection power of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's a new dimension he wants to take us into. And when I was just thinking about it, I wanted to say something last night, but I want to make sure this is real, you know what I'm saying? And it's loosened up.
It's loosened up. I believe you're being healed of the Hep C. Amen? And you said you got choked with a nightstick?
I had a sergeant do a deadlift on me when I was arrested, yeah.
A deadlift. And since that time, this nostril has been completely blocked.
I couldn't breathe out of this nostril for the last 5, 6, 7, 8 years.
5, 6, 7, 8 years. Now do it again. Show me how you can breathe. Come on, this is a creative miracle from God. Awesome. Thank you so much. That's wonderful. Awesome.
Seeing Jesus do miracles all over the world. It doesn't matter if you're in a church on the street, you know, in a prison. You could be in a hospital. You could be anywhere and be healed. In fact, you can be on the other side of a computer screen tonight, and you can receive a healing because God loves you. Tonight we're talking about healing and the soul, because we realize that so often it's the issues of the soul, the heart, the mind, the emotions that need to be touched by God in order for physical healings to take place as well. But we're living in a day and hour where the Spirit of grace is poured out in such abundance. And I know that, Joan, like when we were just recently at Women on the Front Lines in LA, you brought a whole team with you who had been trained and equipped in healing ministry. They were out on the streets after the meeting. They were ministering to people in the meeting. And there was literal healing miracles all day long, all night long, whether in the meetings or out of the meetings, they were happening.
And it's so neat, because when you get the revelation that it's not just for a select few, but it is for those who believe,
amen,
that they can actually operate in the anointing, they can operate in the power of God and see people heal,
and
you know, wherever they go.
It's God's will to heal us in body, soul, and in spirit. Mm-hmm. Amen? Now, in Matthew 10, verse 7, it says, "As you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. Freely you received, freely give."
Mm-hmm.
And so you were sharing in the green room before we came out here about just the importance of knowledge and understanding in this. Can you share some insights on that?
This is something that God's really been dealing with me over the last few weeks. And what happens is that God, the revelation I got is that knowledge brings power. Knowledge brings power so that you can see other people healed. Knowledge brings power that you in turn get the revelation that you can walk out your healing. You can be healed, top of your head, soles of your feet, body, mind, soul, spirit, and finances, not leaving those out.
And you've got a real anointing.
I have a real anointing in that area, which is like so exciting to see people healed financially. They're real excited too, to say the least. But when you understand that the revelation, as Jesus comes in, all of him comes in. He doesn't leave out his anointing.
Right.
He doesn't leave out his mind. But when all of this is in us, what do? You know, as a newly saved Christian, then, you know, nowadays there's not very much Sunday school.
Right.
You know, and there's just not a lot of education in that area. So it's rendering a powerless community.
Right.
And we as believers need to train and equip and leaders. But what's important is that they actually, whoever the new believers are, that they get plugged in to a good church. They get plugged in to the web TV that you're offering, church that you're offering, and different things along that line so that they can be fed. And the thing is, everybody, when they become a Christian, has everything that they need, excluding food and instruction, or the knowledge of how to appropriate the power, because the power is there.
Mm-hmm.
And the word says to stir up the gifts that are within you. Mm-hmm. You don't need to pray for the gifts to come on.
They're in you.
You need the education,
right,
to go forth and lay hands on the sick, see them recover, cast out devils, and don't be afraid of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then to prophesy,
right,
you know, and everywhere you go, this is here for you. Last night we went into the hotel, And the lady at the desk, we asked her a question, and so she says, comes to the desk. And I'm like, "You obviously hurt. May I pray for you?" So she hobbled back out to the outside of behind the desk area, prayed for her. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Get up this morning. And as we're leaving, the cleaning people were there, and they go, "Good morning." And I said, "Well, praise God. Good morning. Oh, hallelujah. I'm this, you know, denomination." She was on fire for Jesus. She says, "I got Sunday off. I'm getting to go to church. And praise God, bless Jesus, you know, all, you know." And here we are, you know, we just walk out of a hotel room or walk into the hotel, and we're on. Meaning that the healing anointing is there. We don't need to say, "I'll be back in 15 minutes. I need to go pray before I can lay hands on you." It's there and it's in you. And this is what I did in the last 24 hours. Not to brag on me, but the thing is,
right,
I don't need a service to be used of God.
Exactly. You're just moving right into it with what you know about Jesus and his healing ministry.
Right. And it's good 24 hours a day on the airplane,
wherever
in services,
you are,
wherever we go, on the streets, in the prisons. Mm-hmm. And we can see the healing power of God go through us, not just us, but all of us and everybody that's watching.
Beautiful. It's an expression of the love of God. Now, the scripture says that my people perish for lack of knowledge.
Right,
so I think
right.
one of the reasons why we're not seeing the body of Christ raised up to do more healings worldwide and, you know, in the highways, the byways, the stores, the hotel, desk, and so on and so forth, is because they don't even know they can. Many Christians mm-hmm. today don't know, but the Lord is saying prophetically that a great body of believers is being raised up in this hour, carrying His authority, carrying His anointing, that will do the work of the ministry. And that means you. That means all of you in our studio audience. You have power within you. The power of Christ, the Anointed One, dwells within you. He is inside your hands. When you lay hands on the sick, the Scripture says they will recover, but we need to activate it. So I'm so grateful that you are teaching and equipping believers, Katie, I know that you are as well, and raising up teams. We're going to go into that later as well. Right now, I'd like to ask you both a question, because, again, we perish for lack of knowledge. So in the healing, subject of healing and the soul's relationship to healing, many people have this question, and, you know, you hit situations where you wonder, like I know a couple of situations right now. Two people, precious people, on fire for God, loving the Lord with all their hearts, minds, and strengths, but they're fighting some pretty severe affliction right now. They've been fasted and prayed over, had lots of ministry. They're believing themselves, but they're not manifesting a healing yet. So this is a big question. Why is that? What do you think? First of all, Joan, let's go to you. Why do you feel that there are people like that that are not manifesting healing yet?
There's, in my opinion, a lot of different reasons. Not just, okay, here's the answer to that question. Because there's so many areas that we can look to and try to figure out how to get ourselves healed. Number one, we're to ask. And number two, we're to believe. But sometimes situations in our past, soul issues, things like that, are magnets, are anchors for mm-hmm. the sickness. You know, because many times trauma itself, no matter what kind, could be change of job, moving, right. You know, sexual trauma, you know, verbal abuse. I mean, you name it. It's just a whole gamut. And those things right there can be an anchor to hold on mm-hmm. to the sickness. Unforgiveness is another anchor right. that can hold it on. And you're like, you know, wanting to get rid of arthritis. Mm-hmm. I pray for one lady. In the name of Jesus, curse your arthritis, command it to go, command the pain to go. Glory to God. How do you feel? Nothing changed. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay. So one of the team members that you talk about, I said, just take her out there, talk to her for a few minutes. And I had her minister and get her free of any form of unforgiveness. Never prayed for the arthritis again. But when she forgave her husband, who was deceased at that point, she was completely healed.
Because
no
there
more
had been
prayer.
Things that she had been hurt by before he passed on.
Right.
And she still carried that even
Absolutely.
After he was gone. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so that's a big anchor. When that anchor got pulled out, mm-hmm. you know, and it got released, then at that point, you know, that's when the manifestation of the healing came.
Beautiful. Okay. Beautiful. Mm-hmm. And Katie, do you have any thoughts on why are people not manifesting healing when they're believing?
You know, I agree with Joan, and I'm sure you think the same way, is that there's so many things mm-hmm. that it could be that are causing a sickness. Bitterness, unforgiveness, you know, offense, a lot of things. And so I think it's very important that people begin to develop a relationship with God to hear Him specifically about each certain circumstance. And, you know, that's what I did. And that's where, like, all my revelation that I teach to people comes from a personal encounter with me saying, okay, God, what is this and why is it happening? And then, you know, just getting in the presence, worshiping, maybe praying in the spirit a little bit, and then waiting to hear His voice. And I'll just give you some simple examples. Like, I had a friend who had fungus in her lungs. And we were like, okay, what makes that happen? You know, it's like, I don't see any fungus in the lungs. Where is that? So all I did was pray and ask God, because He knows, mm-hmm. and I don't want to guess. So I just, you know, praised for a while, prayed a little bit, asked Him to give me a word, and I heard one word, fretting. Fretting. So I'm like, is that even in the Bible? You know, and I looked it up, and it was. It was in Leviticus 14, and it's talking about when the house has fungus in it. And so I'm like, oh, this is a word. You know, my friend has, her house has fungus in it. So I knew God was about to tell me a secret, a key. And so I found the word fretting in the story. It said when they clean the fungus out of the house and it returns, it's called the fretting plague. And I'm like, all right, so what does that mean? And I looked it up. See, sometimes we need to take the word God gives us.
It's a little bit of a journey, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And God loves that. He loves like doing the little breadcrumbs, you know, thing to lead you into the breakthrough. And so I took that one word and I stewarded it. I looked it up in like the lexicons and the Strongs, and it means bitterness. Fretting means bitterness. So we knew somehow bitterness had come into my friend's life. And that was the source that allowed the fungus to come in. So when we prayed that off, she's healed of that. See, when you get a word like that, and then all of a sudden you turn to a chapter that it's in, and it's about a house full of fungus, your faith skyrockets. Your faith skyrockets, and you're like, wow, I just got a word. God is speaking to me, and that releases power. Suddenly you are now empowered by your faith, by that word, to solve that issue. And you're doing it through the will of God, and God has revealed it to you because He's going to fix the problem, and now He's showing you how to do it.
Wow, awesome. You know, James Skull, which is a good friend of all of us, we did a webinar a few months back about divine intelligence. And the Lord showed us that knowledge, supernatural intelligence was being released to the body in this hour where we're going to have supernaturally be given knowledge concerning diseases, sicknesses, answers to problems, like even, you know, technical things that had never been discovered before. We're going to be given by revelation knowledge, divine intelligence, having His mind knowing the answers. Now, I just want to address something with some of you, because there's some hurting people that are watching this program that you are so discouraged. You have been praying for your situation. You might be tormented in the mind or in the heart or, you know, the pain in the body, whatever you're dealing with. And you say, I've fasted, I've prayed, I've had every minister of the gospel who believes in healing pray for me. I just believe with all my heart. Why is that? And you're getting so discouraged. But I just want to say this word prophetically to you. If you don't quit, you win. Now, Dr. Oral Roberts said, he said, if the word says it, I believe it, and that settles it. And so Jesus, when He came into your heart, He came to heal you in spirit, soul, and body and make you whole. Now, what hasn't manifested yet, you just hang on to the promise and receive grace right now. We don't know. One day, you know, one day we're going to wake up and the revelation, the light that we need that maybe we're missing right now will be there. It could be tonight. In the middle of this program, we get a revelation, just like Martin Luther, for example. We talked about this earlier. He got one revelation, the just shall live by faith. It was in the Bible all along, but it hadn't been highlighted. He reads it. It comes alive. He starts speaking it forth, and it fills the whole earth, changed the face of Christianity, shifted everything with one revelatory word. I mean, all the medical breakthroughs that we've had today came as a result of, bingo, there it is. Mm-hmm. And I want to prophesy tonight the releasing of divine knowledge that is going to give you the keys that you need. But in the meantime, praise God, in the meantime, don't lose your hope. In the meantime, don't let discouragement bring you down, but just continue to receive His grace every single day. And I've got a prophetic word for the both of you. Amen. I tell you, the reason why I invited these two awesome women of faith on this program is because they are so anointed, but also faithful. See, you can be gifted, which you both are. You're both very, very gifted, but you also carry authority. And you don't receive authority through just, oh, well, I've got authority. You receive it through your diligence to follow the Lord, through acting on the word, not just believing it. But what I see in the spirit is that revelatory keys are going to be given to you. You are going to receive keys. I see some of them are going to go into print. They're going to be revolutionary keys that will change, you know, the face of the healing ministry because of the insights that are given. There are breakthroughs coming. Do you know that John Wimber received a revelation that healing was for today? He read a scripture one day, lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. Revelation came to him that healing was for day. And as a result of that, there was breakthrough and a whole new flavor in the church for the emergence of a whole company of believers that were ministering healing worldwide. Now, there's something on you two women on the front lines that is going to fill you and break out through you that is going to be amazing. And, you know, I've seen over you, Katie. I've said this over you. I see you on platforms for crusades with the lost. And Joan, I believe that, you know, you have this on you too. And I think maybe in India also. I've been praying into your trip to India. And I see miracles. I see so many big miracles that will draw people to come to Christ who have never heard the gospel before. This is what God has for you. And it's just going to accelerate and increase. But you know what? I see it over you as you're watching right now too. There is this company of believers, true believers who are going to go and preach the gospel. And as you go, whether it's in the grocery store or the fuel pumps, getting your gas or on a crusade platform or wherever, this revelatory knowing that Jesus heals is all of a sudden going to heal your heart and you are going to heal the sick everywhere you go. And I think it's exciting. And God is especially going to give keys about the soul because 3 John 2 says very clearly in John's prayer, he says, I pray that you will prosper in every respect and be in health. Amen. As your soul prospers, or as your soul flourishes in the things of God. So as the soul is healed, that affects every single area. The finances can be healed, relationships can be healed, physical body can be healed, and it comes through knowing, comes through knowledge, revelation.
Amen. Indeed.
Do you have something?
I just really feel, and to augment your prophetic word, that I really feel like that revelation knowledge that you're talking about coming to us, coming to the body of Christ, it's going to extend into the medical field.
Yes, it is.
Of spirit-filled doctors that are going to get incredible revelation, about how to heal different things.
And your daughter is a doctor, and she has already been moving in this. In fact, you've been giving her revelation over the years that she has implemented. Right. And as a result of that, between the spirit and the natural working together, there's been keys that have released
and
healing.
And she, in turn, has augmented me. Like, she's got a chapter in the Freedom Beyond Comprehension book, you know, in regards to the physical effect of stress and trauma on a body.
Right. Great. It's just awesome the way these are working together.
And I love it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you know, the whole doctor thing, you know, we love doctors too because they were anointed by God. You know, some of them were anointed.
Luke was a physician.
Luke was a physician.
Yeah.
And so we're going to utilize their services many times. But I think what we need to do as the body is that we've been doing one or the other and not letting the Spirit of God lead us. Like, we've been panicking and going to the doctor when we could get a word that would supernaturally lead us into a revelation that would tell us why we're having this problem, and then we'd break it off of ourselves. And also we're getting into procedures and things like that where we end up worse than we were. Like the woman with the issue of blood, she went to all those doctors, she grew no better, but it got worse, and she spent all her money. I think we need to start asking God about these things. I mean, simple stuff. Like, I remember once God showing me visions. He kept on showing me visions of me drinking orange juice, and I was like, why? And he finally was like, okay, dummy, take vitamin C, hello? And it ended up that I had a severe case of scurvy and didn't even know it. But the Holy Spirit told me what to take. Now, you know, I could have gone out and spent a zillion dollars on a doctor to get tested, to have vitamins and all this stuff, but God pinpointed it for me. One time, you know, the doctors would tell me, you need emergency surgery right now. You could possibly have carcinoma. You could possibly have cancer. And I went back and I'm like, God, should I do this? And he gave me a word, do not be conformed. And the Bible talks about do not be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Wow. Well, there's another scripture that says, do not be conformed to your body of death, but to his glorious body.
There you go.
So God was telling me, no, I don't need to get
the
surgery.
Quicken the mortal body.
Yes, I'm going to do it for you. So we need to have the skills about hearing God leading us, not only for the supernatural healing, but if we are wanting to be doing the right things, even with doctors and the
natural. Right on. Yeah. We have a lot of tools actually for you. you if you are not, you know, seasoned or taught in hearing the voice of God. I have a simple download that you can get on xpministries.com, and it's called Learn to Hear God's Voice. It's just a simple CD message, but extremely powerful, and it'll help you see how easy it is to hear the voice of God and to follow. Jesus said in John 10:27, my sheep hear my voice and they follow. And so you can hear the voice of God for yourself, and you can follow, and he'll lead you into healing. Now, I'm bubbling up with prophetic stuff right now, and I have a word for Bob Griffin. And Bob Griffin, I know that you're in the studio right now, but we don't have the lights on you, I don't think. But I have a word for you, is that the Lord says, even as you are very fluent in the prophetic flow, it flows from you like a river. It flows from you like, you know, this current coming from the throne. It just flows prophetically. In fact, I've seen you in front of a camera literally prophesy for over half an hour, and you could probably go on for days nonstop. But the Lord says that even as you have been prophesying in that way, that revelatory knowledge concerning healing, not only in physical bodies and the souls and people's finance, is going to flow through you prophetically. And as it does, you are going to see the manifestation of healing. And I see people getting up on platforms, bringing testimony to the glory of God as to what he did. It's going to release instantaneous miracles. And so, Bob Griffin, the Lord says he delights in you. The Lord says you're going to a new level. The Lord says that you are going to know his goodness, that you are going to know his shalom in a new way, and the things that have been a burden on your heart are going to be lifted off. Your soul is going to come into new release, and you're just going to, I just see you taking one day, one moment at a time with Jesus, following him, and he's going to lead you into amazing encounter in Jesus. So we thank you, Lord, for that awesome word, and we thank you, Lord, for Prophet Bob Griffin. It's awesome. And for those of you that are watching, there's similar things I'm feeling for you. For those of you that are in the studio, there's a new flow coming in the area of healing. There's going to be a company of healing ministries. In fact, I feel that the Lord's marking you two women for raising up a company. You know, we've had, in the past, we've had, you know, Catherine Kuhlman and Amy Semple McPherson and Oral Roberts and, you know, all the big healing evangelists, you know, Co and all those, you know, Alan, all those guys. But there's a company being raised up right now. There is a massive company who are going to do extraordinary miracles. I also see in my spirit resurrections. There's going to be a massive flow of resurrections. And I mean, we've seen people resurrected, even at Women on the Front Lines up in Canada. We had a resurrection there. We've seen resurrections. But the Lord says, just stir up your faith, because there's companies of people who are believers in him and what he can do that are going to do this gospel message, healing the sick, raising the dead, cleansing the lepers, casting out demons, because freely we have received, now we freely give. Now, I want to feature some of your items. Both of you, thank you so much for your contributions to the body, because not only are, you know, do you do media like this and of course meetings where you're teaching and preaching, but you've created resource for the body that we can get and get equipped anytime, any place, anywhere. And so this is your book, Joan. It's called Freedom Beyond Comprehension, Severing Your Painful Past. Severing Your Painful Past. And again, this is about soul healings and how it can affect, you know, your life if you don't get healed. Mm-hmm. But as you get healed, you can move into a glorious future. So do you want to share a little bit about your book?
I love this book, but because it each one of my books, there's so much of me in there, meaning that how I got healed, this is what happened, how I got
personal
healed.
Personal testimony.
Personal testimony. I know it works, mm-hmm. Okay? And this one is so beyond, like, what you can imagine really, really getting healed. And counselors told me that when I went through my really hard time 15, 16 years ago, that I would never, ever get over it. And this book tells you I'm so over it, and I don't even remember it because I got totally healed.
Now, Joan, I want you to share because our viewers on this particular web event might not know. So just given bullet point, some of the things that happened to you right from the womb even.
Yeah, when I was younger, I was in the womb with my mom, obviously really younger, that at that point my natural father came back and tried to kill my mom and my brother. And so shots going and all this kind of stuff. We were not hit. We were not wounded. But the chemical response caused a problem in my brain in the learning ability. So being told I was dumb, stupid, ignorant, never be able to read or write, then I've had this label, you know, I carried it for about 27 years, and then molested by an uncle, then a variety of other things like that happened. Married 25 years, living, you know, together.
A man of God.
A man of God, pastoring a church, traveling the world with my mom and dad, and then at that point, going and discovering that he'd been living a double life as a homosexual. And then getting divorced, and is a long involved story here, but this is a bullet point. 2 days after divorce, diagnosed with breast cancer, my accountant said I would never, ever survive this. Quit tithing, quit giving offerings, plan on filing bankruptcy. I changed different accountants that believed in the Word of God, and I didn't end up and do any of that kind of stuff because God blessed me. And
you also had not all believers really had compassion for you were on board with you.
Or family members. Well, just get over it.
Yeah.
You know, you just can't just like wake up one day, oh, I'm so glad I'm divorced and now I've got breast cancer. Oh, and I have no money. Oh, yay. You know, I mean, it just doesn't happen that way.
No.
But this is good meaning Christians. You know, well, just get over it. Thank God you're not married to him anymore. And I'm like, my heart is dying on the inside.
Yeah, your soul needed healing.
Absolutely. And I end up with broken heart syndrome and all the stuff in regards to that. Amazing where that's concerned. But God healed my heart and totally, completely healed me of broken heart syndrome. And then in turn, I go back to find out what we're going to do for the cancer. If I'm going to do any kind of treatment, any kind of surgery, do I need a mastectomy? And they spent 2 hours trying to find the cancer, and they couldn't find it. Hallelujah. Praise God. But in addition to that, the Bible says that He, God, chooses to remember our sins no more. When you get the revelation that it's a decision that God makes, not that He has a bad memory, but He's choosing to remember, not remember all the bad things that you've done. And when you get that revelation, it's going to be amazing.
Wow.
That in the book, I talk about how God can erase those bad memories. You know, like somebody really hurt me, and I saw him about a year ago, and I said, he really hurt me. Didn't remember what he did, but I remember he hurt me because God wants to make sure he doesn't hurt you again. Okay? And so we can get together, the girls.
But it didn't have any bitterness with it at that
time. Oh, not even the memories.
It didn't have any pain with it.
I mean, it's just
like,
gone.
Yeah, it was a fact.
Yeah, and then it's like, you know, I have four daughters, and when we get together, he may come up. I call him generic George. But George may come up, and we'll talk about him, and it's all good. It's amazingly good.
Mm-hmm.
And all the girls had all the bad wiped out of their brain also.
Beautiful. And then
it's
had a situation.
Beyond comprehension.
Because you even had physical issues with your actual heart. But the doctor said
my 40-year-old doctor said, I wish I had your heart.
And you
were that's awesome.
Like over 60 and he's saying, I want your heart, you know, because that's how powerful God is. And you know, I'm getting a word right now, and there's going to be many healings throughout this program, so stay tuned. You can actually feel the miracle anointing in this place. But there's someone watching right now. You've got broken heart syndrome right now, and your heart was broken, and it was for two things. It started, first of all, when you were 11 years old, your natural father left the home, and you were just broken. You'd been close to your father, and you left the home, and then you got involved actually later on in some addictive substances, which was as a result of your broken heart. You were trying to find comfort for your broken heart. But then after you got married, a similar thing happened. Your husband left you, and you were traumatized, and your heart was broken again, and he left you for another woman. This is a specific word of knowledge. And you have been suffering with all kinds of different physical ailments. You've had immune system problems. You've got a mysterious thing going on in your body and gone to doctors. They can't find the answer for it. But right now, right now, the miracle power of God is touching you, and your broken heart is being healed. God is taking, he's just removing the brokenness right out of you. He's healing the memories of the past. You're forgiving your father. You're forgiving your husband. It's like a supernatural gift that you're getting, because you actually were struggling to forgive in the past, especially your husband who left you. You struggled. There was some bitterness, but it's supernaturally being moved. You've got the Spirit of God is all over you right now. Now the Lord knows who you are and knows exactly when you are going to be watching this, and he has chosen you at this time to be healed supernaturally. This is a sovereign touch of the Spirit because he loves you. And so just receive that healing, and you're going to notice that all those symptoms that were plaguing you physically, they're going to just disappear. You're going to say, oh my gosh, I don't have those anymore. Because when the broken heart gets healed, then the physical body can also manifest the healing. And that's what's happening with you tonight.
Amen.
Joan, your book.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I just really want to encourage you all. Freedom Beyond Comprehension. Now we're going to put Joan Hunter's website address up there right now. Because she has so many books and CDs. I mean, there's something for almost every...
Anything that ails you.
Everything that ails you can be taken care of by the specific teachings, and you've got great teachings, so thank you so much. And then also, Katie, thank you for the resource that you've produced. This is called Live Free, Escaping the Trap of Bitterness of Soul, and it's a CD teaching on how you can come free. But also accompanying this is a soaking CD with worship music and healing music for the anointing. And people are getting healed just sitting under the teaching and this beautiful worship that is, it's almost like a poultice that's extracting the pain out of the soul. So I really want to encourage you to get this as a combo pack. And we've got Katie Sousa's email or website on there, and you can go to her store and pick up these items. And you know, they've got training and you know, they're speaking in different events, so you can find that on their websites. But did you want to share any more about this particular item?
Oh, you know, I think everybody just needs to have tools to get their soul healed. Yeah. And we have all kinds of things, all kinds of problems in the natural that we wouldn't even suspect are coming from a wounded area in our soul. I mean, like for me, I had many different things happening to me, and God would point it back to something going on in here. Specifically in this teaching was like bitterness that I allowed to come into my life. I had a time when I couldn't even barely walk up the stairs for 3 or 4 months without panting, without feeling like I wanted to collapse. I finally discovered one day when I was in a hotel room that my thighs had actually reduced so much that I had major muscle atrophy. And I was like, why? Why is this happening? I mean, my skin is hanging loose on my legs. It was very scary. It was like I thought I must have cancer or something. And when I asked God what it was, he gave me the scripture in Numbers 5 that said, when the woman that drank the bitter water, it said that her belly would swell and her thigh would rot. He actually gave me that scripture. You know, it's like when we drink the bitter water, we're sinning against our heavenly bridegroom. And it actually brings what the Bible calls the curse of the bitter water on us. You know, and I go to meetings now and I say, how many people are having unexplained weakness and, you know, loss of strength, energy, and vigor in themselves right now? And like many people raise their hands, like 75% or more. And I say, now, how many of you, if you really were honest and you really thought about it, have some bitterness in your life? Like you're bitter at your boss, or you're bitter at your spouse, or your children, or your parents. How many of you that just raised your hand? And almost all of them. And I'm like, it could be connected. There's stuff that we don't even realize that is happening in our life that comes from soul issues, including bitterness of soul. Mm-hmm. I love that soaking disc because I'm praying. I lead people through decrees to get healed of bitterness from their hard labor, bitterness when they're not seeing their dreams manifest, bitterness when they can't conceive their dream and birth it, or conceive a regular child and birth it. All kinds of, there's just great scriptures in the Word about bitterness.
You know, the Bible says that when you preach the gospel, that the Lord confirms with signs following. And so whatever you preach on, that's what he confirms with. So if we're proclaiming the healing ministry of Jesus Christ that is activated through this web event right now, right into your living rooms and right in this studio where we are right now, when we preach that word, he confirms with signs following. There are healings taking place right now. But what I sense in my spirit is that there's some of you with fibromyalgia and issues of deep fatigue that you haven't been able to overcome that are about to be healed in a few moments. So I want you to stay really on board here. And also, I believe that many of you are going to receive an anointing. You're actually going to feel it come on you, a faith measure, let's call it that, to pray for people with fibromyalgia, joint issues, and deep fatigue. And so, oh, and depression. The Lord says add depression to that list. So you're going to be used of God with healing in your hands and word decrees in your mouth that he is going to use to release his dunamis power to bring healing in those areas. But Joan, I want to open up this because a number of years ago you were out doing some ministry with us and you were sharing testimony, a little bit of word about what the word says about trauma and that because trauma can produce anxiety, stress,
fear,
pain,
oppression, depression, you know, and problems.
All just kinds of physical insomnia. Manifestations, right? Mm-hmm. And so you were sharing that, and the Lord gave you a word to minister to those with fibromyalgia. Now, it wasn't a big meeting. There was only maybe 300 people in the meeting, but a whole bunch of people came forward, and there was at least 13 in that meeting that came up for prayer for fibromyalgia. I was shocked at how many people had that specific diagnosis. The first person you ministered to, breaking off the trauma off of them, was healed of all the manifestation of the fibromyalgia. And they came up with a lot of pain. Then we go, the next one, the next one, the next one. Every single person received manifestation of healing. So I want you to share a little bit about trauma. Both of you gals minister so powerfully in the area of the trauma of the soul and the reactions to that trauma, which could be even like bitterness and resentment, unforgiveness. I mean, there's lots of things that can get inside of our heart when we're traumatized. So why don't you share a little bit about that? And we're going to see some healings here tonight.
Yes. And one thing that's really neat is about fibromyalgia, the revelation that you talked about, the revelations that we've received. I received this revelation about 10 years ago, and now the doctors are discovering that trauma is actually bringing on diseases. Yeah. And stress is causing, like, say, your insulin level to skyrocket, where the doctor says, are you under a lot of stress? And I'm like, this is awesome. They don't know how to deal with it. Maybe give you a downer or something like that.
But at least they're getting some insight.
But they're getting some insight that there's a problem here. Mm-hmm. And some of them are actually referring them to our services, which is great. But what I asked every single person, you know, like as a group, and sometime about a year, maximum a year and a half before you started feeling all this pain, did something traumatic happen? Every single one of them said yes. And fibromyalgia, along with bipolar, schizophrenia, things like that, you can go back and pinpoint an actual time when something traumatic happened. Now, depending on like horrific trauma is like schizophrenia. Bipolar is an emotional, chemical earthquake. And it's like, how do you treat bipolar? You treat it with medication / chemicals because the chemicals are out of balance. Simple prayer, curse the spirit of trauma, remove the label of bipolar, command the chemicals to be in perfect harmony and balance, and done. And it's literally that quick.
Many people are receiving manifestation of healing, aren't they?
Yes.
For that.
And even getting, and see, we talked about the power of knowledge. Knowledge is power. Right now, you're hearing and receiving the knowledge, which gives you the power to get rid of whatever the problem is. And like where fibromyalgia is concerned, this I pray, I say, I curse the spirit of trauma, command it to be gone. Curse the spirit of fibromyalgia, spirit of pain, command it to go. Sometimes in the area of trauma, God may give me, revelation in regards to rejection, abandonment, betrayal, abuse, verbal, emotional, physical, sexual abuse, all those areas. And then I also curse the spirit of chronic fatigue syndrome, which is what you're talking about. Many times it comes coupled with depression, oppression, fear, anxiety. They're all like all clumped together. When the door is open through the trauma, then what that does is it opens a door for all these other things to come in and to totally, completely destroy you.
Wow. You know what? I want us to do something right now. Those of you that are in the audience here and those of you that are watching online, you might be suffering with some of this yourself, or you know someone who is, that is suffering with fibromyalgia, joint pain, chronic fatigue, depression, or might not be like, I was just getting earlier, it's like this fatigue thing that's hitting someone right now, and it's related to some kind of a blood chemistry within the body, and it's like there's some kind of a parasite within the body that God is actually going to put fire to tonight. But just if you know of anyone like that, I want you to carry them in your heart, because I believe that we can see healing by proxy. We see it in the scripture. We don't have time to unpack that right now. But I believe together we can see miracles. So bring that person into your heart and you become their faith for it. You bring this before the Lord. And I'm going to have you pray against, you know, all the curses as the Spirit leads you. And we're going to see miracles. We're going to see miracles tonight.
And in addition to that, I want to encourage you, if you know somebody that has fibromyalgia, yes, we're going to hold them in our heart right now, but you yourself can go and lay hands on them, and it's so exciting to see your friends and family healed. And that's also really exciting. So just put your hand
on
your heart.
Thank you, Lord.
And you know, this prayer is good for most everybody in within the sound of my voice. Maybe you don't have fibromyalgia, but we've all had trauma. So Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I send the word of healing. I curse the spirit of trauma. I command it to be gone and every effect of that trauma. In Jesus' name, I curse any and all form of rejection, abandonment, betrayal, abuse, mental, verbal, emotional, spiritual, physical, sexual. Command every bit of the effect of that trauma to go in Jesus' name. Now, specifically for fibromyalgia, I curse that spirit of fibromyalgia. I command it to be gone in Jesus' name. That spirit of pain, I command to go in Jesus' name. Chronic fatigue syndrome to go, and depression, oppression. I command all of the chemicals to go into perfect harmony and balance, and I'm going to throw in hormones too. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I just speak that the hormones be in perfect harmony and balance in Jesus' name. All fear gone, all anxiety gone, joy restored, sleep restored. According to your word, you give your beloved sweet sleep. I send the word of healing. I speak it done in Jesus' name.
Whoa.
Hallelujah.
Well, I could feel power released through that prayer. And I know that people are being touched all over. This is beautiful. This is the body in action. See, this is what God is inviting us to. Now, I was just spoken to by the Spirit. Later on, I'm not quite sure when, but sometime before we end this program, I've been given a revelation by the Lord. You talked about knowledge earlier. Revelation by the Lord about a month ago or so on something that is causing disruptions in people's lives today. And I haven't felt a release to share it publicly, but the Holy Spirit told me that I will be sharing that tonight. So I'm going to share that when I feel like the time is right. Yeah. But Katie, do you have anything to share more in this area of trauma?
Yeah, I think that it's important that we realize that a lot of traumatic things happen to us, like a car accident, things that aren't even maybe our fault. The economy goes down, we lose our job, you know, somebody rips us off, breaks into our house, maybe we get assaulted or attacked somewhere, and we're thinking, this isn't my fault, I went through this horrible trauma, you know, but I'm still injured from the trauma, maybe even physically, or, you know, I still feel the injury inside my soul, man. And a lot of times when that happens, when it's not our fault, we fall into a pattern of getting into sin anyway that continues to allow the sickness to be on us and the trauma to be on us. Let's say we get into a car accident and somebody else hits us. Well, that guy, if he hadn't have been drinking that day,
But you know what? Because he was, he's ruined my life. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, the insurance company doesn't pay off the insurance. So you go, you know, I've been waiting and waiting and waiting for this insurance, and I can't go to work, and I can't function anymore, and I'm in total pain. And that insurance company, boy, if they hadn't have, you know, if they would just do what they said they're going to do, and I pay my insurance premium every month. And sometimes a traumatic event that happens to us that's out of our control turns into a thing, and I'll say opportunity, but it's mm-hmm. not, but a thing that can open us up to falling into sin mm-hmm. and then making our sickness worse. It makes our soul more wounded because it was already wounded by the right. trauma, and our body was already injured right. by the trauma. But now we're multiplying, and people get worse and worse because of our reaction to it. And we need to babysit ourselves and realize, okay, yeah, that guy did hit us. Okay, yeah, he was drunk. But allowing ourselves to get upset about it, offended by it, bitter about it, is just going to make the wounded areas in our soul go deeper, and it's going to be that much harder for mm-hmm. us to break free. And then the more this gets wounded, the more the manifestation of the pain or the injury, or you'll find no matter how many times you go to the chiropractor or to the doctor, get treated for that accident, you're just not getting the healing. I mean, I run into people that are still... Mm-hmm. still in pain, still crippled, still not healed, 10, 20 years later after the accident. But as soon as they repent for maybe their part of the trauma, like, oh, I did get bitter at that guy, mm-hmm. you know, and then they receive the healing in their soul, right. then they're instantly healed in their physical
it's
body.
It's just amazing.
It is. Yeah. It is.
And I know that to be true. I've seen it in your meetings also. Yeah. Instantaneous manifestation oh, yeah. of physical healings mm. when the soul comes into alignment with
yes.
the love of God.
Yeah. yeah. I mean, I see people, especially like, I mean, accidents just happen so easily. I've seen people's bones straighten out. People have, you know, traumas from surgeries, and this one woman that went through a surgery, and they cut her ankle bone down. They actually cut it down so she couldn't flex her foot anymore because she didn't have any more room. She didn't have any room. And she's bouncing up and down on, you know, while she's squatted on the stage. An 80-year-old man came to the meeting. He was in a traumatized situation when he was in high school, when he was on the All-State football team, and he injured himself, and they had to take out an inch and a half cartilage from his knee. Could never do a squat from that point on for the rest of his life. Wow. Gets healed in his soul of that trauma, and he's doing squats. 80-year-old guy doing
late.
Squats. Yeah.
That's impressive.
So, yeah. I mean, right. I mean, give me that anointing, yeah, okay? Right.
That could probably be called supernatural.
Indeed. He grew back cartilage yeah. because yeah. he got his soul healed.
Well, we just are contending for the soul healing, physical healing, financial healing tonight for any and all of you that need to be touched by the Lord. And so just be breathing it in. I feel like this might be a good time to share some of the revelation that I received just over a month ago. And it has to do with a soul issue. I might share some more of it in the next segment of our program. But the part I feel to share right now is that about a month or so ago, the Holy Spirit was highlighting that people's souls were giving into like anger, impatience, irritation. It was just like easy. And then he showed me at the same time that this was happening, I was noticing it everywhere, even in myself. I was finding myself becoming impatient and short. And I thought, whoa, I don't like this because my goal is love. And what's going on here? And then I started noticing like even the nations were getting irritated and angry. And there was, you know, increase of terrorism, things like that. And I said, whoa, Lord, what's going on? We need more love, more power, more of you in our lives. And he said, it's about Mars. And I said, what? It's about Mars. And he says, yes, it's about Mars. And he says, I'm going to teach you how to minister in that realm where you speak peace to even the planets. Now, don't shut your computer screen off yet, okay? Listen, and I'll try to unpack this. First of all, like, I was probably as shocked as you were when I first heard it, but he said it's like the moon. The moon actually has physical energy that can be measured by scientists that affect the Earth. There's Earth responses to the moon. For example, the tides themselves are affected by the moon and its cycle. When I was nursing, on the full moon, honestly, we actually put extra personnel on the schedule when there was a full moon, especially in the area of certain medical wards and maternity and emergency, because on the full moon, there would be increased activity. And in the Bible, it talks about lunatics, that Jesus heals the lunatics. Well, a lunatic is someone who is affected in their mind and emotions by the moon. There's a polarization that takes place within their body that is affected by the moon. They're called lunatics because they're affected by the moon. It's a biblical term. I thought, oh, that's really interesting. He says, in the same way that the moon has effect, so also do the planets. But right now, the Mars is positioned in a certain way with the Earth, that it's having a certain effect upon the Earth that is bringing agitation. But he said, I designed every planet and everything in the heavens. I created them for my glory, not to come against in destructive ways. I created them for my glory. And then he spoke to me and he said, in Romans 8, it says that all creation is groaning, waiting to be freed from corruption. He says, what I want you to learn to do is to prophesy to the planets as I show you and command them to serve the purposes of God. Mm-hmm. Because the agitation that is coming from, let's say, Mars, because that's the one that the Lord showed me so far, he says that is to work against injustice, not against people's souls in a wrong way. He says, I want everything that I've created to work together for my purposes. And so that if there is anger, it needs to be righteous anger directed against injustice in a proper way, not in a way that's going to harm people's souls. So he said, start prophesying and decreeing to Mars. I've never done this before. That you are the first, I mean, talk about going global with this. Okay. You are the first group that I have been released by the Lord to share this with. But he said, I want you to make decrees and command Mars to come into alignment and to release the blessing of the Lord through which it was created to do, to bring life and life, light, not destruction. Mm-hmm. But some of you have been dealing with irritation and agitation in your soul that is actually, you found yourself going into rage and you think, what am I doing? I don't do rage. What's going on? Why did I lose my temper in such a huge way? And I'm going to pray for you right now, because over this last month and a half or so, I've been making decrees in my own personal prayer time and seasoning for this, but I am going to decree over you freedom from rage that has come as an effect of things that is happening in the cosmos. And so in the name of Jesus Christ, I release your soul from the spirit of rage right now in Jesus' name. Whoa, whoa, did you feel that? You are delivered from the spirit of rage right now that has come as an influence from the cosmos.
Thank you, God.
Because, you know, we have authority. Yes. Jesus said, all authority. This is Matthew 28, verse 18. He said, all authority in the heavens, in the heaven. Mm. That's in the cosmos. In the heaven and in the earth has been given unto me. So go therefore. And I never thought of it like that way. It came as one of those revelatory knowledge things. And I don't want you going all out there with this. You know, I want you to be careful and use wisdom. And you might not want to share this with everyone, because as revelation, you know, as revelation is given, you need to know who to share it with. For example, Gabriel came to Mary and said, Mary, you're going to conceive by the Spirit, even though you know not a man, you're going to conceive by the Spirit, and you are going to conceive the Messiah, and you're going to be the mother of the Messiah. Hello. Well, she pondered it in her heart. She didn't go out and share it with everyone. Then she went and shared it specifically with Elizabeth. So when she was free to share with Elizabeth, she did. You have to wait on who you're going to share it with. Jesus said it in this way, do not cast your pearls before swine, lest they trample it underfoot and bring destruction. It can bring destruction. So I'm giving you that little bit. I might share some more bit later, but right now that's what I'm released to share.
Can I expound a little bit?
I'm
getting the same revelation about that and how the position of the planets is affecting our attitudes and our behaviors. The Lord's
created the sun, the moon, the stars for our heritage. That's what Deuteronomy 4:19 says. He says, do not worship the sun, the moon, the stars, for I have created them as your heritage. How are they our heritage? Well, we know they light the sky and they do a lot of things in the natural and control crops and things like that. But they're also created to do things like defeat our enemies. Remember when Joshua commanded the sun and the moon to stand still, and what happened? It was for so he could defeat all his enemies.
That's right.
And it says that when Deborah defeated Sisera, she sang her victory song afterwards, and she said even the planets from their rotations defeated Sisera. Mm-hmm. So it was the planets, the rotation of the planets that
we're
flooded the Kishon.
For the purposes of God.
Yeah, they were working as our heritage so that we could defeat our enemies. Same thing with Hezekiah when he was surrounded by 185,000 Assyrians. It's like, what did God say? He said, I'm going to defeat those Assyrians, and here's how I'm going to do it. I'm going to make the sunlight go backwards 10 steps. Somehow God turning back time, because the planets would literally have to stop revolving and go backwards mm-hmm. to go around the sun for that to happen. Somehow time going backwards defeated these guys, and 185,000 of them were slain in their sleep. We don't understand that we are the enemy because he knows that the universe has been given to mm-hmm. us as our heritage. He has hijacked it for his use. Mm-hmm. Now, in Ephesians 6, I'll try to make this very brief. It says, we wrestle not with flesh and blood against powers, principalities, rulers of the dark world, right? Mm-hmm. That word rulers there is cosmokratos. Mm-hmm. Kratos means demonic powers. Cosmos means the stars. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there are demonic powers who rule the stars.
We're trying to rule the stars.
Yes. I mean,
but
they
don't belong to them.
We don't. We just need to decree that we're not under that control, that the planets are working for us, not working for the enemy.
Yeah, because they
belong to God. Yeah. There is a star called Wormwood. It means bitter. Mm-hmm. And it's causing people to have bitterness and rage. Mm-hmm. Mars is Aries, god of war. Mm-hmm. No wonder everybody's acting up. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's my little set into
and
that.
You're going to start hearing more and more of this, I believe. Like, once God opens up an envelope of revelation, there is more that comes. But God doesn't want us to worship any of this. You know, like, even things like astrology, for example, in the Bible, are forbidden practices. The reason why is because God doesn't want the carnal nature of man to start getting understanding where they start to control it for evil purposes. That's why we follow him. That's why he says, my sheep hear my voice and they follow. So we're going to follow him. Every star, every planet, the sun, the moons, the whole universe belongs to the Lord because he created it. Yeah. And so we're going to follow him. We're not going to go into these weirdo practices that are forbidden by scripture or anything like that. We're going to follow the Lord. But this is a time when he is teaching us. You see, there are powers that are controlling the cosmos right now. One of the things that the church has to do is dethrone those and give it back to God. Amen. All creation, like a planet, is groaning, wanting to be set free. Okay, so let's just call that done for now. Like I said, we might give a little tidbit later, but before we do, I want to invite you right now to give a gift to the Lord, but I want you to share my heart. You know, I want you to hear it and then share it. I want you to receive what the Lord is saying tonight, because I'm going to bare my heart to you. We, for years, have been called by the Lord to raise up the media army. I remember years ago, there was hardly any media out there. I mean, there were some streams doing media, but the body as a whole wasn't doing it. And the Lord spoke to me prophetically, and he said, I want you to prophesy the emergence of a media army, that the whole body would get involved, and that you would use media today to proclaim my gospel, to release my miracles, and to bring my will forth into the nations. And he said, if the church did not rise up in this hour to claim that media mountain, then we would, by default, give it over to the control of the enemy and to deception. And he said, media is used more than anything to form mindsets and to mold mindsets that literally rule nations and mold generations. And he said, if you don't take it, you're defaulting to the enemy's powers. And so we put our hand to the plow, and I'm going to be absolutely honest, of all the different mandates we have. And I mean, we work with anti-trafficking. I've lived in inner cities. I've been involved in, you know, heavy, you know, things to do with drug addicts, prostitutes, things like that. We've lived lived on mission fields that were dark and dangerous, but never, never have I worked with the resistance that I feel when I work with media. That is the strongest. I'm not complaining about it. In fact, I love the opportunity to glorify God in this mountain. But one of the areas that we have found challenging is that, especially with internet media, which is a mountain we must take over in this hour, we must, because the internet is just plaguing nations, and if we don't control it, possess and occupy it, we are going to see the whole world tainted by evil, and we can't let that happen. And as a ministry, we're not going to. We've sacrificed for years to be able to produce the media and make the media distribution portals that we have available, and prophesying the emergence of this army and raising up intercessors who are praying for it. We've done that for years, but in it, we've had to battle and sacrifice, and especially in the area of financial provision for media. Honestly, it just seems to be something, especially with internet media, where believers think, oh, well, it's on the internet, so it's free. And it might be free for you to receive, like we've made this webcast available to you and to your friends and whoever you want to pass it on to. It's free for them to watch, but it's not free for us to produce. I mean, there are massive expenses that go into something like this, and hours and hours and hours of time that goes into the preparation of it. And what I'm asking of you is, would you partner with us to help raise up this media army? And we're going to do this no matter what. I mean, we've been mandated by God to do it, and whatever it costs us, we're going to do it. We do it for you so that you can be empowered, so that we can spread this word out to the nations. And whatever the sacrifice is, we'll make it happen for you. But we're inviting you to partake. And so often, and I'm going to be honest, the last web event we did, we've had over 5,000 people watch it, and just over $150 came in as far as gifts. And so, I mean, it's just, you know, it's sad in a way. Like, it broke my heart. I mean, I know God will make a way for us to cover all the expenses and everything that goes with it. He's so good. He's never failed us. He's so good, you know. But it's like, it's sad, because where's the partnership? Where are people that are receiving so much and yet not giving in to it? And so I want to invite you. I'm just being open and vulnerable right now, but I want to invite you to be generous in your giving tonight. And there's a little tab on your screen where you can give your gift to God. It's so easy. We made it easy for you. You can just press that tab and give online. And this whole offering is going to global outreach so that we can reach the nations. We reach through media. We reach through missions right on the ground. We also distribute to other ministries that are doing outreach. And we're taking this gospel, you know, going to the nation, from nation to nation to nation, going and preaching the gospel. And a lot of these things are complete expense for us. There are nations that don't have the finance to give to us, so we give to them. And so we want you to remember the spreading of the gospel for such a time as this, and especially through media. And I know that many of you could give large gifts tonight, and some of you smaller gifts, but to give a gift from the heart. And maybe some of you would like to partner on a monthly basis with this ministry so that we can continue. One of our big projects right now is to go into the Arab world. And so very soon we are getting all of our media that we're going to broadcast into the Arab nations, all dubbed and you know, translated into Arab language so that it can go into all the near Arab nations. And that's happening right now. And it's got a huge price tag on it. In fact, just the dubbing alone costs, you know, between, you know, $6,000 to $8,000 a month just for translating programs. And then on top of that is airtime. So it's like huge. But we know we can do it for such a time as this. The nations are open, crying out for help. And so we're asking that you would give into this, that your soul would be so prosperous in the goodness of the Lord, so generous that you would release it in really practical ways in finances. So please go online now and give. And if you're in the studio audience and you feel prompted to give, we invite you to give into this, to sow a seed into global outreach through media.
Amen. You know, even if you just everyone give $5 to $10 each and every person, I think it's doable for most every single viewer. That would make a huge difference with the amount of people that are watching.
Exactly.
So, you know, you sit there and you think, well, I don't really want to go through the hassle, my credit card and all this stuff. But I know that you've made the process very easy, mm-hmm. right, and very secure. So just, like, do it. Make the move to just commit to just a little gift, and because every little bit will help. And if you can do a large gift, then amen.
Amen.
One thing I want to encourage everybody that's listening is to really, really pray and ask God about partnering with this ministry. My husband and I have been a partner with this ministry, I'm going to say 3-4 years at least, at every month, you know, and if we miss a month, then we make it up by the end of the year. And because what's going on in this ministry, I believe in this ministry and everything it is doing, not just, you know, the human trafficking, but everything that this ministry is doing, not because I'm on the television program, and on a webinar, but because I believe in what she's doing. And we're having a lot of fun doing incredible outreaches with women on the front line too. But the thing is, I believe in what Patricia is doing. I believe in who she is and the call of God on her life. And as I give into this ministry, the blessings of God on her and in the prophetic in different areas, it comes on me. And it says to be able that we as believers are to give into every good work. This is good work. Amen. To sow your seed into. And as you give, the Bible says you will receive. And then as you receive, you get to give again,
Amen.
Which is like so fun.
Amen.
Yes.
And so thank you so much. And I know there's so many of you that are faithful, faithful, faithful to the Lord and to this ministry. And I want to thank you for that. So go into that portal right now and just follow the prompting of the Spirit. Sometimes when we're watching on the computer, we think, well, I'll maybe do it later. Don't wait till later. Do it right now, because you might not get back to it later. And I know God will bless you abundantly. And you know, one day you're going to stand before the Lord in glory, and He's going to show you all the souls and nations that were affected, and even maybe the Martians. I'm just kidding. But you know, through your gift tonight, maybe one day we'll be broadcasting. We'll be broadcasting into Mars one day. No, I'm just kidding.
But seriously, we are broadcasting into Mars because of the power of the words, and they go out into eternity, and these words are actually hitting Mars. So
behave, Mars.
Yeah, just be careful how you repeat that. Okay.
Yeah.
But anyways, what I would also like to do right now is share with you about something that we are going to be together on, as well as Carol Cook. Is that this, the end of October, first part of November, we're going on an 11-day tour that includes your travel time to Israel with Women on the Front Lines. And we're so excited about it. And we're going to be stopping at all the places where God touched women, where women were used by God. And we're going to do impartation and prayer. And we'll do healing ministry and baptism in the Jordan and all that kind of stuff. Oh, my gosh. We're going to have so much fun. And we want you to be a part of that. Now, you can go on womenonthefrontlines.com and find out all about that tour to Israel. And also right now, until Mother's Day, we have a draw, because someone is going to win a free trip to Israel with us on that tour, with the expense of the tour paid and your airfare from wherever you are anywhere in the world. Now, if you sign up for the tour and end up winning that prize, then we will refund your down payment and we'll just give you the trip. And if you can't go, you can give it to someone else. It becomes your gift. And so you can give that to someone else. But we're going to have an amazing time, and we want you there. And we're just going to have such great camaraderie. We're all going to be together every single day with everyone who's going to be on that tour. It's going to be an amazing time. We're going to have so much fun, lots of laughs, crying, laughing, leaping, healing. Dancing, healing, you know, rejoicing, prophesying. It's going to be awesome. And, you know, come to any Women on the Front Line event that you can possibly think of. We've got one coming up with you this summer in Orlando, which I'm really excited about. And of course, we've got later on in the year in Houston. We've got one coming up soon in D.C. in June. It's just going to be great. We've got them popping up all over the world. I'm leaving very soon to go to New Zealand. We're doing them in New Zealand, Australia, Philippines, India, Ghana, Mali. I mean, it's you're on the team of India.
Yeah, I'm doing the India.
I mean, we're doing two parts of India we're going to hit this time with different teams. And our goal for Women on the Frontline is to empower, equip, and mobilize. So we're just going to put up the graphic right now. I think it might be on the screen for you, for Women on the Frontlines in Israel. But just go on our site and find out more about how you can get involved in Women on the Frontlines. All right, ladies. Okay, so where I'd like to go now is I want to release impartation to our viewers about doing the stuff. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about the importance of equipping, but also mobilizing believers. And Joan, why don't we start with you? Because you and your ministry, you just do a great job on this. In fact, you not only train people to work in the miraculous, and I've, you know, seen clips of the healing schools where people, they just get one or two lessons and they're out doing it. The power of God is flowing through them because there's impartation through you.
Through knowledge.
And through what you have as revelation, knowledge operating in your life that gets imparted to them. Because you see, whatever you have as far as revelation knowledge that's working in your life, you have that to impart. Freely you have received, so you freely give. So that's what you do. And then you ordain
A year.
And you've got one coming up soon.
We have one coming up just literally in a few days. It'll actually be before this airs. But we've got one coming up, and then we've got another one in September. And then again, you know, two more next year. And it just, what it does is it gives you a piece of paper acknowledging the call of God on your life.
Right on.
And it really gives you greater power when you receive it. You know, because you've got the greater wisdom and knowledge, and then you're able to go and knowing that you can go ahead and lay hands on the sick, and just the revelation of that.
And I feel God saying to you, equip, 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 equip. Mm-hmm. This is an equipping season for you, because I see this great army emerging, this great army of miracle workers who are going to see captives set free. And so share at least one testimony anyways of some of your team that is out there doing the healing ministry, because you've been telling me, man, some of them are working such great miracles.
It's
just amazing. Yeah.
Well, I usually take, there's me, usually me and then my husband, and then I take 2 to 4 other people with me all the time. Then if I come to such and such area, those that have been ordained in that area, they come and they join me, and then they in turn, you know, pray for the sick also and get results. I got an email today, and this lady that is in Illinois, we got a call saying, can you pray for me, or can somebody, you know, they want me to fly in and to lay hands on, which I can't do. But I had somebody on the ministry team go into their home, lay hands on them, and they were completely healed. They had a broken ankle that wouldn't heal, and they got totally, completely healed.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, at Women on the Frontline at Angela's Temple, I was ministering. But I had 30 people from California, Arizona, Texas that came there.
Miracles happen.
Miracles happen t-shirts on and everything. That's how you identified the team. And they just lined up on the streets and prayed for the 2,000 people that needed hands laid on them.
I love it.
In Chicago. They came from Chicago, too.
Wow.
So, I mean, and they themselves got the revelation. Now, the two that came in from Chicago, they're now doing healing schools up there, sharing and things like that. People are getting healed. They're being invited to go to different churches because pastors, not all, but some pastors don't have the knowledge on how to pray for the sick, and they're afraid to for fear if they don't get healed. Mm. And this is equips them. And, you know, doing this for like 43 years, that I have a lot of knowledge on what doesn't work, but I also have a lot of knowledge on what does work and fine-tuned it. And the does works are in my book.
It's beautiful.
And, you know, and then and the thing is that we, all of us as believers can do it, but if we need the knowledge on how to, what to, and coaching in the area of what to say.
Right on.
You know, and just the revelation knowledge. So,
and it just gives you so much security, you know, to know that, you know, you've been trained, you're equipped, and that you have something to move out on. Because everyone could go to the Lord themselves and get some insights, which we encourage that.
Yes.
But it's like, man, you know, I don't want to go through it from step one, two, three, four, if I can find someone like yourself.
43-year fast track.
Who can exactly give it to me all now, and then mm-hmm. I can grow from there.
Right.
And that's your heart. It's like, I'm going to give you everything I know so that you can go further. And I know that that's the same with you too, Katie, yeah. right? You love to see teams raised up to pray.
Well, I mean, that's our whole purpose. It's not just for us to have a great healing ministry and all that, but to show the people how to do the stuff.
Right.
And, you know, teach people what they already have.
Right.
A lot of times people just don't realize that they're already equipped. They don't need, you know, a big prophetic word over them, though all that things mm-hmm. help. But they already have the stuff.
Exactly.
You know, when we're born again, our spirit man is filled up with resurrection power. Well, that power actually has a name. It's dunamis.
Right. Dunamis.
And if you look up and see what dunamis means, it means the power to perform a miracle.
Mm-hmm.
It means excellence of soul.
Mm-hmm.
It means the power and influence that comes with riches and wealth.
Yep.
So inside every believer, we have the ability to do a miracle.
Mm-hmm.
We have the ability to be excellent as soul, and we have the ability to have that power and influence that comes with riches and wealth. And we need to know that. And so we try to teach people, hey, you mm-hmm. already have that. You don't have to work it up. You don't have to, you know, do anything. It's already in there. You just need to use your faith to mm-hmm. release it. And so they learn to release it in themselves first
right.
and see, you know, their soul get healed, and then they see miracles happen in their body, and then they see themselves prospering. And then that grows their faith. And then they're able to then release it to other people. I mean, I bring in teams of people with me into the prisons. And, you know, and I'll preach a message, mm-hmm. I'll teach about the soul, but then the team gets up.
Mm-hmm.
And the team then, you know, uses their skills of hearing God.
Right.
And gets words of knowledge and releases words and then releases what they already have. And they know they have seen miracles in their own life, so they know it works. Their faith is mm-hmm. big for it. And then they see the miracles happen. I mean, the last meeting we went to, every single person on the team had a word of knowledge, and people stood up for every single word, and everybody got healed for every word.
Oh,
it was awesome.
It's just like in the days of Jesus.
Yeah, it was awesome. And yeah. I mean, you know, cool stuff.
It's
like,
really
not just
awesome.
Like a backache or a neckache, but like, okay, hammer toe. That would take a creative miracle to fix hammer toe.
Uh-huh.
You know, and restless leg syndrome. People got healed of restless leg. An infection. Somebody had an infection, couldn't even put their boot on, was in pain. Their foot is swollen red. The redness leaves. The infection leaves. The pain leaves. I mean, instant healing. So it's
beautiful.
It's really awesome stuff.
It is.
Awesome. And that makes the team go, yeah, and then
yeah,
they
and
get
then
excited.
They want to do more.
Yes.
You know, when you're used by the Lord to bring healing and touch a life, it just addicts you in a way. You know, it says in Romans that he was addicted to the ministry, that there's, you know, and I get that, and that's a good kind of addiction. That's not a bad kind of addiction. It's when you feel, oh, I've seen one miracle. I've tasted and seen that the Lord is good. I need another taste of that. I want to see some more. And some more. And it's just, it fills your whole life with it. And I want to encourage you to go to these women's website and just, you know, get on them and attend their classes and get the teaching. And the other aspect is, a lot of times that we feel like we'll just, you know, I'm sick, I need a healing, I better get to the elder of the church. And that's great to go to the elder of the church,
mm-hmm.
but you have power in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
The dunamis in you can heal you.
Yes.
And you can lay hands on yourself,
yes.
you know, go in front of the mirror and lay hands on yourself and
yes.
stand on that healing presence of God, because you
yes.
are an anointed worker. So what I want to do is have you girls release impartation into the camera. Maybe we can use this one. It's on both of you at the same time, and I'm going to add my faith to it. And get ready. Those of you that are in the studio right now, those of you that are on the other side of the computer screen right now, you get ready for impartation, because what these women of God have nurtured within them over the years and labored in the presence of God for, they are willing to give to you. So however you feel led to pray.
Father, right now in the name of Jesus,
thank you,
I thank you that they are going to operate in greater wisdom and knowledge with a greater desire to learn.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, more about you, to listen more carefully unto the revelation that you're giving forth.
Thank you, Lord.
And Father, I just thank you that they're going to operate with greater wisdom and knowledge than they've ever operated in before. Father, we speak a supernatural impartation
yes, Lord.
Of desire to know you more, to know more about you, to be used of you in a mighty way, like you in turn have never, ever
thank
been
you,
used before. Father, I give you the glory for the signs, wonders, and
yes,
miracles
Lord.
That are going to be following them from this day forth in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, hallelujah.
Just release the mantle that we're all carrying. All of us, Lord, carry a revelatory mantle for downloads about issues. And I just decree that tonight, as you're going to bed, you're going to ask the Lord, God, what is the root of this problem, and I'm dealing with this sickness or this issue or this financial lack, and that the Lord will speak to you one word or one scripture, and that will take you on a journey to the total victory over that issue. Mm. I decree it right now. Expect tonight that you will receive a word, and it will bring you the full manifestation of healing and breakthrough in that area in the name of Jesus.
You,
and I ask, Lord, that you give them a special ability to steward the word, that they would look it up, that they would research it, and that they would go on a fun experience, a fun traveling journey with you to get the answer to the problem in Jesus' name.
Amen. I'm getting a word that I have to deliver before we finish this broadcast. It's for someone who's watching, or maybe you're in the studio, and it's in regard to a wound that came into your soul years ago through a financial issue. It's a financial trauma. You were absolutely shaken through it. You were traumatized through it, and it put you in a really difficult situation. And you've been doing everything right. You've been following, you know, the Lord's word. You've been giving, you've been tithing, you've been praying, you've been getting prayer from other people for supernatural debt cancellation, all of that. But the Lord's showing me right now, as clear as can be, that the root is a trauma to the soul. And it says that you would prosper and be in health in every respect, prosper in every respect and be in health as your soul prospers. And so that soul trauma, and Joan, maybe I can get you to help me with this, because what I'm seeing is that soul trauma is keeping them.
If somebody betrayed them, potentially taking their business, taking their
inheritance,
or betraying them in other ways.
The trauma is holding back the finances.
And the unforgiveness toward the person who did it to them.
Amen. So can you minister into that and release the miracle of the healing for their finances? Because there's going to be a breakthrough for them.
I agree.
There's going to be a breakthrough.
Yes. Well, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, we just come against any form of financial trauma, financial debt, the spirit of lack, which is specific, and debt is brought on specifically by the enemy to entrap Christians so they can't do everything that you've called them to do. So, Father, we just cut that power of that off right now in Jesus' name. This is the year of restoration for God restoring to you everything that the enemy has stolen. This is a time where inheritances that have been withheld are being released to you right now in Jesus' name. That the dam that has held back your finances is not just being, you know, taken down one stone at a time. Tonight, it is being exploded, imploded, and the floods are going to take over. The windows of heaven are opening up, and you're going to start receiving financial blessings that it's like, I even forgot about this guy owed me this money. And all of a sudden, this check is going to show up in the mail. Phone calls are going to say, hey, what's your address? I need to mail you a check. And you're like,
thank
really?
You, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
When you realize who it is who's calling. Father, I thank you that you, as your word says, you give seed to the sower. Mm. So, Father, we thank you that we're going to be given so much seed that we, in turn, can give and give and give. And, Father, I thank you that we just get to have fun with what you bless us with.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I have
hallelujah.
Do we have enough time?
We're actually finished with our time right now, but I would like to say this to anyone who's watching that you don't know Jesus yet as your personal Savior and Lord. You see, your healing starts with the healing of your spirit. And Jesus said, there's no other name under heaven by which man can be saved. He said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. And he's knocking on the door of your heart right now. And he's saying, if you will choose me as your God, if you will ask me to come into your heart, I will forgive you of all of your sin, and I will bring healing to you in your spirit, in your soul, in your body. I'll heal relationships. I'll heal your finances. I'll heal the trauma. I'll heal it all. And I feel like there's someone watching right now that you have not been walking with the Lord close, and you've been even a little bit cynical about things because your life has been hard. But the Lord is saying, would you come to me? Will you come to me tonight? Give me your life. Repent from all the things that have caused you to turn away, and just come back, because he loves you with an everlasting love. He really, really does. So pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I invite you to come into my heart.
I invite you to come into my heart.
And forgive me of all my sin.
And forgive me of all my
sin. I turn away from ways.
I turn away from ways.
That have been displeasing to you.
That have been displeasing to you.
And I invite you.
And I invite you.
To give me a brand new life within.
To give me a brand new life within.
And teach me new ways.
And teach me new ways.
Heal me.
Heal me.
In spirit, soul, and body.
In spirit, soul, and body.
Jesus, I call you my Lord and Savior.
Jesus, I call you my Lord and Savior.
Now, if you said that simple prayer, he takes that seriously, and he comes into your heart, makes his home in there, and becomes your God, your Savior and Lord. If you prayed that prayer tonight, could you write us at newlife@xpshiloh.com? It's on your screen right now. And we're going to send you some follow-up material and some things that will help you get established in your faith, because he loves you and he wants you to have everything you need to grow. We want to thank you all for joining us. Thank you, Joan, and thank you, Katie, for joining us on tonight's broadcast. It's going to bear great fruit. I can just feel it going out
yes.
there into all the nations. And for those of you that are in our studio audience, and for all of you that are watching by the webcast right now, we just want you to know this one thing. It's probably the most important decree in heaven and in earth. It's this word of truth that comes from the heart of Father God himself, that he loves you with an everlasting love. He really, really does. And we'll see you next time.
Amen.